The baby drag queen trapped inside me used to love to watch my grandma, Betty Jean, get ready for church. She had a ritual. 4-inch heels with pleated skirts and fitted blazers, all accentuated with something from her chest of heirloom costume jewelry and topped off with a gray bouffant lace front wig, which had been heavily sprayed with Aquanet to prevent any movement. I loved those Sunday morning excursions to the Peckerwood First Baptist with my grandma. She was like a celebrity. Everyone would flock to her with gossip. Then we would take our place somewhere in the first couple rows of church pews before the service began. Now, nothing set my mind running 1,000 miles a minute like the monotone, melodramatic, and all too drawn-out Sunday sermon of our deeply Southern Baptist minister. I would always have to find something to focus my attention on. And this particular afternoon, it was my duty to inspect the antique church pews, keeping the congregation from sitting on the floor. When I discovered a splinter of wood on top of the pew, right below my grandma's neck, I also noticed 2 long strands of synthetic hair that had fallen out of the back of her wig. You can probably see where this is going. Well, just as my little fingers gave in to the urge to loop the wig to the top of the pew, the preacher instructed everyone to stand for a hymn. Betty Jean stood up, determined to sing her heart out in proclamation of her profound love and adoration for her Lord and Savior. But her wig stayed firmly attached to the pew. She knew immediately I was the culprit. It was not the first or last time I got a major whooping from Betty Jean. However, I will say it was the first time I understood the absolute importance of securing one's wig.